How does the Secret Service protect the president? The president of the United States could be considered the most important man in the world. Because of this, his security can be at risk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To stay safe, the president relies on his not-so-secret Secret Service, full of strict rules and strange requirements that keep the White House safe. You wouldn't imagine the tactics the Secret Service uses to protect the president and all the facts and truths they hide. Let's discover together the hidden details that the Secret Service does not want you to know. Y para un poco más de diversión, busca nuestra mascota Niso durante todo el video. The Secret Service and the secret hotel doors. Regular people like you and I don't worry about the potential risks of entering a hotel. On the other hand, the president has to worry about that every time he travels. Why escort him through the back door dedicated to food and cargo? Imagine that the president will walk in through the front door and a group of people surround him. Or worse, get stuck in the revolving doors. To avoid any security problems, the Secret Service prefers to take the president through the back doors of hotels so that no one can see him or hurt him. Especially those evil revolving doors. The White House and its infrared sensors. The White House security team looks like something out of a classic spy movie. Extreme measures must be taken to protect the safety of the president and his family. And this includes high-tech devices that are designed to detect the slightest movement from any intruder. For this reason, the White House has infrared sensors that surround the entire property, even considering the air above and underground. This security measure can be misleading because it is capable of detecting any living being. Now imagine the number of times agents have gone out to discover that the intruder was just a bird or a squirrel. Washington, D.C. and surface-to-air missiles. Imagine that you are traveling by plane through the United States, and suddenly the pilot informs you that he will change route because he is about to fly over Washington, D.C. You may be confused and do not understand why they cannot pass over the Capitol. Let me tell you that no plane can fly over Washington if it's not programmed to do so. If the plane is near the airport or intends to land first, a warning will be given. If you do not change your route and withdraw, you will be shot down by the surface-to-air missiles that are located around the Capitol. The constant location of the president. The only place the president can go without Secret Service company other than the bathroom is the Oval Office, to preserve his privacy. But this does not mean that the Secret Service has no idea of the whereabouts of the president at all times. The floor of the Oval Office is littered with pressure plates hidden under the carpet that detects where the president is standing and lets security officers know. So the Secret Service is always aware where the president stands. Literally. The Secret Service and their best hideouts. The most secret, but ironically best known hideout of the United States government is Mount Weather, and is the Mount Weather Emergency Operations Center. Each year, the president recites the State of the Union address to members of Congress, the Supreme Court of Justice, and the Cabinet. A member of the cabinet must always be present at Mount Weather, must be hidden and prepared in the event of a terrorist attack that destroys the main member of power. Years ago, the hideout had to be dismantled because its location was discovered, but it was later built to be a security base in case of terrorist attacks. Russian martial arts, Sistema. Sistema is a traditional Russian martial art that was used by the Soviet Army, and it is also used by some parts of the Russian Special Forces. The interesting thing about this discipline is that it is not trained through fixed techniques, but through principles such as breathing, movement, relaxation, and posture. This makes it perfect for learning to handle unforeseen situations and to think in a general way. Secret Service agents train to learn this discipline by focus on the ability to defeat more than one arm attacker. The idea is to disarm the opponents by controlling their elbows, knees, shoulders, heels, necks, and waists, using pressure points. The secrets of room renovations. If I tell you that I am going to renovate the living room in my house, you probably wouldn't think anything about it. Just that I am going to move some things, repair others, and buy stuff. But if this is said by members of the Secret Service, you will be surprised to know that there is an important meaning hidden behind the interior decoration. When the Secret Service decides to open a private investigation inside the White House, they announce that there will be an official renovation of one of their rooms in the house. This is to be able to displace the presidential family from the house and to do the investigations in private. Who would say that national security is hidden in home renovations? The Secret Service and the inevitable hotels. You never know who may be staying in the room next to yours. Danger could just be a wall away. The Secret Service is unwilling to take this risk and goes to the extreme to prove it. It is not enough to have the exclusivity of a presidential suite and a single floor for him. The Secret Service must make sure that the president does not have any unknown persons near him, leaving the next two floors also clear. It may be a bit of a stretch, but these agents must take the necessary steps to protect the president no matter what. High-tech equipment and machinery. The cars that the Secret Service agents drive to escort the president have cutting-edge technology that you would only see in movies. Each vehicle is equipped with a fire suppression system, airtight interiors, encrypted satellite phones, night vision cameras, and tires reinforced with Kevlar, the material from which bulletproof vests are made. To drive these vehicles, officers must be trained in precision driving at high speeds and evasive maneuvers. If a chase occurs between Secret Service agents and some criminal, it will look completely amazing with the type of training these agents have. Food and water are safe. The president's safety is so important that no one can have access to his food other than the White House cooks, who are also protected by special security teams. For a long time, the rumor spread that the president had a person tasked with tasting his food so that it was not poisoned. Realistically, what kind of person will take a job where there is a wide possibility of being poisoned? The rumor was denied by an administrative member of the White House who gave details about the security practices that are carried out to avoid possible poisoning. Secret Service and the hotel workers. Many of us do a quick search on social media when we meet new people. We want to know who they are, where they work, what they like. The Secret Service does something similar, with the great difference that they thoroughly analyze details of the professional and private lives of the hotel staff where the president is going to stay. Just as you make sure that the person you meet online is trustworthy, the Secret Service makes sure that the hotel employees are not criminals who could potentially put the president's life at risk. Do they use fake hands? If I told you that the United States Secret Service agents use fake hands to hide weapons so they go unnoticed, would you believe me? It sounds a bit ridiculous, but with the amount of technology and secrets that these agents hide, it would not be strange to find that they are hiding their weapons behind realistically fake hands. But the reality is that this is nothing more than a rumor that emerged from a video where a security guard for President Trump did not move his hands. The rumor went so far that it had to be later disproved by another video of the same bodyguard moving his fingers like any real hand. The Beast. Interesting fact, before President John F. Kennedy's life was cut short, presidential cars allowed the president to be exposed to the public to be seen. After what happened, it was decided to increase the security of the vehicle to protect the president at all costs. The official limousine in which the president is transported had the nickname of the Beast. This modified Cadillac is equipped with 7 tons of thick armor, heavy enough to stop explosions and firearms. It is amazing to think of all the secrets and details that we still do not know about the Secret Service. This organization has been operating since the 19th century with the goal of maintaining the security of the United States and preserving the integrity of the president at all costs. We cannot imagine the number of operations, hidden places, weapons, vehicles, and tactics and secrets that these agents hide under their elegant suits and their fixed stares. I hope that with this video you've learned a bit about the worst-kept secrets of the Secret Service and want to learn more. I also hope you have fun, and see you next time! Remember to click the bell icon after you subscribe so you can get instant notifications of all of our new videos.